It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Awesome. I want us to look at faith for the impossible. And one of the reasons is because when I was much younger, right, I'll hear a testimony, I'll hear a story, I'll hear someone saying, talk about what God did for them, and I'll be so elated, I'll be so excited, and my thinking will be, this God is mighty, this God can do this, this God can do that. Over the years though, I think our world and our generation has become quite cynical. Maybe, I mean, for so many different reasons, maybe it's justifiable, maybe it's just an attack from hell. But I noticed that a few years ago, I will hear a testimony, I will hear someone talk about how God healed this, how God changed that, how God delivered this, how God did the supernatural, how God opened this. And my thinking was now along the lines of, are they exaggerating? Is that really true? Did that really happen? Maybe this is fictional. And I noticed that because I began to have that kind of disposition towards the miraculous or towards the impossible becoming possible, I noticed I began to experience less of it for myself and less of it through me. Because what you don't believe, what you don't celebrate, you cannot receive. Someone put it like this, and it makes so much sense. It says, what you do not appreciate, you will never celebrate. And that's so important, right? And so years ago, I switched my thinking to accept the fact that even if this testimony that I'm hearing is a lie, even if it turns out to be that they paid someone, it be that they lied, it be that they exaggerated, my thinking now has now been, but can God do that? When the thought will hit my mind that maybe this is a farce, maybe this is an exaggeration, another thought will hit my mind, but can God do that? Is it possible? Is it possible for God to do that? And the answer is yes. It is possible for God to do that. We need to look as believers, right? Our faith is hinged on the impossible. Do you know you are born again based on the actions of the impossible? For example, you were born again because you actually believed a virgin conceived and gave birth. Does not make sense, but does it make God? You are actually born again today, if you're listening to me, and you are born again. You are saved because you believe that a man died, and three days later, no defibrillator, no actions. He rose himself from the dead. 3 days later, rigor mortis, decay, the smell, and 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. Our faith is hinged on the impossible. And so if you're listening to me and you've joined the gang of those who hear testimonies, and you begin to castigate it, you begin to refute it, you put a laughing emoji when you hear or you watch those testimonies, something is wrong with you. When you need it, your faith will battle to believe it, because you have concluded that the times of the miraculous are gone. See, if God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if God says of himself, and he does, that he's the same God and he does not change, if God says concerning his children that he does not have favorites, this then means if he did it for people before, he's doing it for people now. If he did it for people before, if he parted Red Seas before, he can still part Red Seas. And I don't mean the Red Sea of a challenge with your husband, the Red Sea of a challenge with your wife, the Red Sea of a challenge with your children. I mean, if he parted a literal sea back then, he can part a literal sea today. He is still the God that does the impossible. Child of God, do not let the advancement of science, do not even let your lack of certain experiences cause you to begin to edit your convictions, where you begin to downplay the possibility of God doing the impossible for you and through you. He's still a God of the impossible. When men say it is not achievable, God still says, I do. Look at Mark 10, 27. It says, and Jesus looking upon them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, pause. The question is, are we with God? If you are born again, you are not just with God, you are in God, and God is in you. And the Bible says, for with God. Do you know, the Bible speaking about Jesus prophetically said, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Are you born again? Then you have the Emmanuel. God is with you. And this scripture tells us what we can expect, what we should expect, what we should anticipate, what we should attempt to do. It says here in verse 27, for with God all things, not some, all things are possible. All things are possible. We need to settle it in our hearts that God is with me, I am with him, he is in me, I am in him. The impossible is possible. What was God's intention for today? To stir your faith again for the impossible. The Bible says that the expectation of righteous shall not be cut off. And for many of us, our expectations have become too low because we have become too cynical. We have become too convinced with what man can give us that we forget that he still does the impossible. Look at Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe all things, that's that phrase again, all things. He says, with God, all things are possible. 9:23 of the same book of Mark says, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. We need to settle it in our hearts. All things are possible for you and through you. We need to reorient our minds to two things. Number one, we need to settle in our consciousness that all things are possible to me. Meaning, no matter what you see, no matter how it looks, settle it in your mind, all things are possible to me. The doctors have said X. The lawyers have said Y. Your body is saying A. Your children are saying B. The question is always, whose report will you believe? You need to orient your mind to embrace the thought, all things are possible to me. Meaning, no matter what I see, all things are possible to me. You see, everybody saw Goliath. And what they immediately thought was that this one is too big to fight. He's too big for us to fight against. Another person saw Goliath and his thinking was, this one is too big for me to miss. A change in our thinking needs to occur, so that we operate in this life with what can only be described as a possibility mindset. A possibility mindset. You see, the thing about a possibility mindset, particularly one that is based on your faith in God, is that even when you experience what one might call a failure, it doesn't discourage you. Instead, it takes you back to the drawing board for you to recalibrate, reevaluate. What did I miss? What don't I understand? And for you to press more into God, because you know that if the Bible says with God all things are possible and you are not yet experiencing the possibility of all things, it is not because God is hesitant. It is not because God is withholding from you. It is because maybe we need to press in deeper to that whole idea of being with God. For the last 2 days, for those of you that have been praying with me Monday and Tuesday, we've been talking about the need for us to build intimacy with God, to come to a place where God is able to share secrets with you. And this is because you have also become vulnerable to him. And he's not just your savior, he's also become the Lord of every aspect of your life. And we're saying that one of the advantages of intimacy is that it increases your trust in God and their depths in God. The thing about coming to a place where you begin to see more of the impossible occur is it's hinged on your building intimacy with God. Oh my goodness. You see, so the first thing is the reorientation of your mind, where you are settling it in your consciousness that all things are possible to me. Nothing is impossible to me. The next thing is for you to also settle in your consciousness, all things are possible for me. What does that mean? This now speaks about your boldness. If you have settled in your mind that nothing is impossible before you, then the next step is for you to rise in boldness, settling that all things are possible for me. All things are possible for me also means all things are possible through me. God wants to do the impossible, not just for you, but also through you. Begin to throw yourself out there into the mix. When people are saying, this is going to happen or that is not going to happen, say to them, can I pray with you? Can I speak a word over this situation? You will be amazed. As you step out, settling that because God is with you, all things are possible. As you step out, you will see the impossible occur. How do you build faith for the impossible? One of the first things to do to stir your faith in the impossible is change your orientation about what is possible and what is impossible. For man, it is impossible, but not with God. You start by meditating on the fact, all things are possible for me and to me. All things are possible for me and to me. That goal, that outcome, all things are possible for me, to me, through me. All things are possible. See, the Bible says that he has made us joint heirs with Christ. Do you understand the extremity of that statement? Many of us don't get it. He didn't say we are heirs of Christ only. He didn't say we are co-heirs. He says we are joint heirs, meaning that which is available to the heir, who is Christ, is available to us. We are joined together. So you can't have one without the other. If it pulls, if the miraculous pulls Jesus to the left, we are joined to him. It pulls us to the left. So that which is possible to the Christ is possible to us, child of God. We start with the reorientation of our thinking. Number two, and this is so important, you must keep speaking. You must keep declaring the possibilities that you want to see, the possibilities that you want to experience. If you keep saying what you are, what your physical eyes are seeing, you will keep having what you have been saying. But if you will shift and you will begin to see through the eyes of faith, see that you are dealing with a God that makes the impossible possible, and keep saying what you want to see, irrespective of what you are physically seeing, you will have what you are saying despite what you are seeing. We must speak. When the situation is clear to everyone that this is not going to work, you must speak. Sometimes you must even be willing to speak out loud. When they say everyone will come down with it, when they say everyone will be fired, when they say everyone will be retrenched, you need to speak your possibility. When a friend comes and says that the doctor has said there is nothing that can be done, you need to be bold to speak. Speak the outcome that you want to see, irrespective of what your five senses have picked up. You will have what you say. The third way to build faith for the impossible is to speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. By praying in the Spirit, you build your faith for the impossible. Number four, it is essential, I mentioned it initially, that you are willing to step out. How will you know? How will you know if the glory of God is manifest in your space if you don't try? How will you know if that person will give their heart to Christ if you don't try to lead them? How will you know if that person will get healed or not if you don't try to heal them? How will you know? It is amazing what happens when believers are willing to step out in faith again. Step out in faith again. And not so embarrassed and ashamed, too afraid of rejection, too afraid that the thing might not work, that we deny and deprive ourselves of possibilities that lay ahead of us. So number four, what do? You step out in faith. You gotta step out in faith. And number five, and that's where I'm going to pause. Number five, it is important for you to expose yourself to the miraculous, to listen to testimonies, read about the testimonies in the Bible, hear testimonies of people that are sharing what God did through them and what God did around them and what God did for them. And let it not intimidate you. Let it not, if it's producing cynicism in your system, then something is wrong. You need to cleanse your mind. Instead, let it stay your faith, knowing the character of God ensures that if he did it for that person or did it through that person, he will do it for us. I was hearing the story about a lady called Heidi Baker. And if you don't know Heidi, go check out Heidi. And Heidi, I think she's in Mozambique and different parts of the world. So the mother just lost a child. Heidi Baker took this child with her into the mountains to pray. Now, this was a poor lady, and they were going to bury the child. When Heidi, this white lady, says, "Give me your child," they knew of Heidi's reputation. And the mother, I mean, what else? Heidi was saying that she wants to pray with the child. The mother was thinking, it can't get any worse. The child is already dead. Heidi took this child, went into the mountains for 3 days, came back with a living and breathing child. My goodness. If you've just heard that story and you're saying, where's the proof? I want to interview the mother. Are we sure the child was actually dead? Maybe that's your proof. That's why you will never experience it. And that's why, God forbid, when you need it, it will elude you. The only thought that you should have in this story is, oh my goodness, Heidi is a woman or a human being just like me. And that is one of the ways you begin to stir your faith. You begin to prompt your faith. He still does the impossible. I want you to pray, right? And I want you to declare that your mind is renewed to the possibility of the impossible occurring in you, through you. Your mind is renewed to the possibility of the impossible occurring to you and through you. Lift your voice. I need you to pray this prayer. Let's pray everlasting Father. I see the possibility of all things. For me and through me. I see the possibility of all things. For me and through me. Nothing scares me anymore. For all things are possible to me and for me. Nothing scares me anymore. For all things are possible to me and for me. O laba kiska lagedus, lebros koda kiska daya labadia, aga yeso togadia. In this season, I see the manifestations of the impossible through me and for me.
I embrace this now. This is my now experience. Alangi supradana gedos, ridos kapanda kiskutaya ledecha. Ragose pratica fando lobogoskedia, rica batosha pratica, ratso pragade, risa getege, rakosha badia. In the name of Jesus, I declare it so. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kapayo lobosa. I give you praise, O God. Be exalted in Jesus' name. Child of God, listen. If you have an experience that goes against your expectation, don't give up. Don't begin to say, maybe it doesn't work for me. No, it works for all of God's children. Be willing to step out again. Be willing to push again. Be willing to go again. You will see it manifest. Remember, keep your mouth in alignment. Not with your experience, but with your expectation. Let me say it again. Remember, keep your mouth in alignment. Not with your experience, but with your expectation. And you will have what you say. He is still the God of the impossible. And he has become your father. So you too are now a God of the impossible. Did you hear me? You too, Osha Brigadiba, if you are bold enough, you need to say it. You too have now become a God of the impossible. I declare this over you. It is so. In Jesus' name, I'm done.